Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You live near a real estate heir, one of the biggest in the country, and this guy has literally gotten away with murder, and finally his ego trips him up. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you in those nooks and crannies. Perhaps you were watching HBO's The Jinx. I love documentaries, and this one was right on the money. Robert Dirst is his name, and many people thought that he murdered his wife in the 80s and then murdered another person and then killed Susan Berman, who he was friendly with and who was writing a book. So wife, neighbor, who he was acquitted of that murder, and this Susan Berman in December of 2000. So he allows himself to be taped all over the place and talk about the circumstances surrounding things that he was tied to. And ultimately, it leads to FBI agents arresting Dirst in New Orleans. And now he's going to be back in court. And listen to this. This is what he was saying while he was being filmed in that documentary.
Nobody tells the whole truth. It is. You're fine. Kill them all. Of course.
So you heard that last part. I killed them all, of course. He had a hot mic on, went to the restroom, and that's what he was saying. It wasn't so much the hot mic that brought him in. It's that there's new evidence that came to light. And they obviously felt like they had enough to nail him. And he's denied any kind of connection to his wife's disappearance, because she disappeared, so murder is what was thought. And he's denied any connection to that. But that live microphone that was broadcast in the documentary made it sound like, you know, he's changing his tune. What the hell did I do, he said. Killed them all, of course. That's what you just heard there. Very, very strange. And his family was mega bucks, mega wealthy real estate, had a really huge real estate business. And even the Dirst organization, if you go to New York, they own a whole bunch of big buildings in Manhattan. You know, high profile, they would call them, buildings there. And he says the last time he saw his wife, he put her on a train in Westchester to go into the city, into Manhattan. He said, it's the last time I ever saw her. But a lot of close relatives and friends said that her husband, Robert Dirst, had begun to abuse her physically. So that was all part of this cloud of suspicion that hung over his head. And now it may be that this crime writer's death, Susan Berman, will be his undoing, because she was a longtime friend of Robert Dirst. And in 2000, poof, she was murdered. So it's interesting. He was finally arrested in connection with Berman's death. And supposedly, he was on his way to Cuba. He was on his way to Cuba. And it was a couple of decades ago, after his wife disappeared, that he moved into an apartment in Galveston. I mean, this guy's millionaire, like a $300 a month apartment. And his neighbor was found dismembered. Yeah. And so what prosecutors thought was that he was trying to steal Morris Black, who was murdered, his neighbor, was trying to steal, Dirst was trying to steal his identity. But Dirst's defense attorneys portrayed it as though he accidentally shot him when he was struggling for the gun. But here you go. Karma is you know what. And it's caught up to him. So the ego, I think, got the best of him. Boom, he does his HBO thing. And that was just too much over the top. Evidence was being gathered. And it just reopened those wounds. Where does it go once they get into court? I would have to think there's some pretty hardcore stuff that could go along with that so they could nail it shut this time instead of wiggling out like the last time, because that's exactly what happened there. All right, on this show, as we continue down the road, we talk lots of politics, obviously, because what affects you and me is what happens in Washington, or really the lack of what happens in Washington. But I'm tired of just beating that same old drum where that's what we say. Hey, it's a logjam. Nobody's getting anything through. Who's reading the bills? How come they're not doing anything about this immigration problem? But there is something being done about it. It's going through the court system. And thanks to the Texas judge, it's stymied. It's stuck unless the Democratic challenge were to hold up and they were to lift that injunction. So here's what's going on. Besides the conversation over immigration that's on a shelf, we also have found out that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and Nancy Pelosi have a deal that could set up more conflict between the Republicans. In fact, I could guarantee you that's what's going to happen. The Medicare changes that Boehner has been discussing with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is a $200 billion deal. They started discussing this earlier in the year. About the same time they were arguing over Homeland Security funding and amnesty, as I mentioned, immigration. So now the plan that's being discussed would include Medicare cuts targeting wealthy seniors, provisions ending automatic cuts in Medicare reimbursement to doctors, and the extension of a politically popular spending program known as Child Health Insurance Program, CHIP. So if someone's in trouble, they have CHIP in their back pocket. But there's a big division on the right over this. They say GOP leadership says that a deal could start the process for larger scale entitlement reform. Larger scale entitlement reform. So here are just a couple of quick nuggets since I'm sending you down this path. $35 billion would come from cuts to higher income Medicare recipients. You heard me say that about the wealthier. Through means testing, $130 billion, almost two-thirds of the deal, would be added to the deficit. So this Boehner-Pelosi plan, it sounds funny to even say that, hasn't really been released. But there are already a number of conservative groups that are saying, oh, no, 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 no. There's pushback to that. Pushback. All right, we're pushing back and we're getting ready to toss to the other side. Hang with us, America. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
No secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
In the nooks and crannies where we're broadcasting America tonight. Remember, you can always download us at GCNlive.com. Coming your way soon, a groovy, cool app, and you can get us anytime 24/7, even if you're hanging out at the beach. My pal Greg Stebbin is in our virtual green room right now. It's so fun because in this edition of It's Your Business, this is a good business opportunity, really, for so many of you. Greg works with a company called Xero, which is the world's leading online accounting solution. And they are, as they say, fanatical about entrepreneurship and, I love this line, the pursuit of the American dream. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be back on the show with you. Thank you.
Yeah, you know all about being an entrepreneur. You and I have talked many, many times about it. And the cool thing about being an entrepreneur, and just like what Xero is doing, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of help out there, isn't there?
There's limitless opportunity. I mean, let's not have any doubt about that. I mean, the sky's the limit in what you're willing to do. There's risk involved too. I mean, you have to acknowledge that. That's part of the game. And you know, there, when it comes to help, the internet not only is transforming the opportunity to create businesses, it's also transforming the ability to learn how to start a business and to learn lessons from others who you are following, both learning from their successes and, frankly, learning from their failures. And sometimes the failures are a lot more instructive than the successes.
Yeah. You know, it's so true. You talk about, you sent me something that I thought was so interesting. And you talk about three different kids, different ages, who had ideas that they pursued. You know, just ideas that they pursued, very different ideas, but ideas that eventually made them millionaires. So I think when people come up with ideas and they start to toss them around, you can no longer laugh at them. Is that right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you have to, if you're an entrepreneur, or your kid comes to you and has a business idea, so your kid is showing entrepreneurial tendencies, one of the greatest things you can do, it's a gift you can give yourself or a gift you can give your child, is the opportunity to pursue that dream to some degree. Now, how far you pursue it often ends up being about money, and it should be about money. And for a lot of reasons. One is you only have so much money. So if you've only got $1,000 to invest and then you have to start eating away at the money that should go to the mortgage, you shouldn't invest more than $1,000. You should set benchmarks for yourself and say, I need to accomplish the following things with this $1,000 so that I know whether this business is worth going any further with or not. It doesn't matter whether it's $10, $100, $1,000, or $100,000. You have to know how to manage your money.
Yeah, and I think that's a part of, because you said this right at the beginning, it's a business, and so often that's the part that gets lost. You have to have the business system in place. You have to know what you're doing there, and as you mentioned, careful with the whole money thing. So with the kids, for example, you know, whether it's Legos, because that was one of the stories about Legos and what happened there. Like, who's thinking that their kids' Legos are going to make them so wealthy? I mean, that's a crazy story.
We all saw the 40-year-old virgin.
That's right.
Seriously, what happens? I mean, it's a movie. Okay, let's acknowledge that. There's some absurdity to it, including, you know, the title, the idea of it. But what happens in the movie is he's this sort of kid man who saved all these toys from his childhood, and then he ends up basically being wealthy, independently wealthy, and retired for life because he figures out, oh, I saved all these toys, and now my girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, knows how to sell them on eBay. Well, why couldn't your kid start doing this today? Why does he or she have to wait until they're 40?
Yeah. And do you think, when you look at eBay, do you think eBay is just, I mean, that's not going anywhere, right?
eBay's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I can as long as there is something that you want to buy and there's somebody who can sell it, eBay is not going away. Now, whether retailers continue to use it the way they do, the way they have, how they will use it in the future, it will change over time in terms of how retailers use it. But as far as people like us who have garages full of junk or drawers full of junk or just small business people who want to control their destiny by running a small business out of their house, it's not going away because that's a phenomenon that will never go away.
Yeah, and I think that's just going to, I mean, like you said, it's not going to go away, and we're seeing this more because of Shark Tank, and there's more of an interest of people, I think, because of that show and because of other things.
Yes.
There's more of an interest in seeing somebody do something and not being as afraid to take the leap. So tell us about Xero, and I mentioned, you know, that they're the world's leading online accounting solution. So tell us about what they do.
Sure. So the Xero, you know, as you said, it's an online accounting system. And most people want to go to sleep when they hear the word accounting. But I'll tell you, when you're an entrepreneur, you may still feel that way, but you begin to understand why you better drink a big cup of coffee and focus. Because at the end of the day, and you know what? The truth is, it doesn't matter whether you actually start a business or you are just smart enough to run your life like a business. Money, at the end of the day, makes the world run. So I'm glad you brought up Shark Tank, because when you watch Shark Tank, you know, people show up on that show with good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They show up on that show with great ideas. And sometimes they just show up with ideas.
Right.
But it always ends up being about money. Because no matter how good the idea is, you know, whether it's Damon Johns or Mark Cuban or whoever, it always ends up being about how much they're willing to pay given how much they can make.
Mm-hmm.
In their minds, what they actually have is an accounting system in their brains because they've done this so much. They're running numbers. I can pay $100,000 for this, and I can make $1 million. That's a return of 10X. I know it's going to cost me X, Y, Z to make this happen. As a business person, as an entrepreneur, you need the tools to be able to compile and collect the same kinds of numbers so that you know where your business is at and the right decisions to make based on the amount it's going to cost you to go forward, the amount of income you're going to bring in. And if you're doing this on scraps of paper, not doing it at all, or even doing it in QuickBooks, which for years was the standard but was never made for entrepreneurs. I mean, I've used QuickBooks for years because I'm an entrepreneur, but actually I just told you a lie. I never used QuickBooks at all. I had to hire someone to do it for me. I couldn't figure it out, and I'm a tech guy. Xero was designed for hands-on use by entrepreneurs. You pull out your phone, you put in the money you just spent that's a business expense, or you just put in the invoice you just gave to a client, and you are hands-on in real time keeping track of the money. And if you're not keeping track of the money in your business or your entrepreneurial venture, you're probably going to go out of business.
Yeah, so true. And wow, so you can just pop it right there, you know, on your iPhone or whatever, right?
That's a phone, tablet, PC, anywhere in real time, and super simple to do. Simple to input, and then simple to go back and look and say, what are the numbers telling me? And then actually, one of the things I love about Xero is they've actually created these small business guides on the website. Xero is X-E-R-O, so it's xero.com, and then /guides. Great small business guides there that will help you start a business or help answer questions you have as you're running your business. And that's just one of the places you should go for small business advice. But look, the world is there for you if you have the drive to start a small business. I can't imagine there's ever been a better time. You just have to start. And sometimes starting is simple is something as simple as listening to your kids when they say, so this is a real story from a friend of mine. Actually, Kate, this is a friend of yours too. It's a mutual friend. His son, who's 15, said, hey, Dad, I can sell Lego online. And this young man at 15, actually, I think he started at 13 or 14, started buying Lego off Craigslist and then selling it on these specialized Lego sites. One is called BrickLink, but there's others. And he began to understand the value of Legos, and he could buy low on Craigslist and eBay and other places and then turn around and resell it. And this kid's now got a business, and he's 15 years old.
Wow. Oh, I love that story. Wow.
Yeah, and so, yeah. And let me cap that one, because as I was talking to this young man, and he was telling me about this, it reminded me of a company I worked with a few years ago called My Yearbook. This was started by a young girl, 15 years old, same age, in New Jersey. She started it when she was 15, and 6 years later, she was a millionaire.
Huh.
She sold the business she started at 15 for millions of dollars. He actually recruited her brothers to work with her, so her brothers are millionaires too. But she was 15 when she started this company, and that made me realize this is completely redefining the term that we all know, that we think applies to dry cleaners and delicatessens.
Right.
The term is family business.
Family business, perfect way to end this. Great info. Xero with an X .com. Greg Stebbins, thanks so much.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
I love to see me just like you. I love to see me just like you. I'm just trying to make my way. I got a feeling that you can relate. A lot of talk, but you should stay. Can't you see me waving our flag in the air?
Very excited to welcome to the show. As of course, you know, I couldn't be more Irish, and we're talking about the luck of the Irish, and is there such a thing as luck? And she's in our virtual green room, and it really is green. Aunt Deirdre is with us now, and she is an intuitive life coach. I love that. And the best-selling author of Extreme Intuitive Makeover, 55 Keys, Count Them, to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. So happy St. Patrick's Day, as we're very close to it. And here's the big question, Anne. Can you have the luck of the Irish?
You absolutely can have the luck of the Irish. Of course, there's grace and blessings, and we can receive those, and we can also create our own luck.
And so how do we create our own luck? Everybody wants to know the key to that.
Well, everything is energy, right? And also belief systems. Luck is an energy, and Einstein said that everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. His quote that's been attributed to him is, match the frequency of the reality that you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So when we're talking about luck, we're really talking about the law of attraction, which we came out a few years ago with the movie The Secret, which is very big. And in Extreme Intuitive Makeover, I talk about the law of alignment. We've been carrying some belief systems since we were very young. Pick up things like sponges, really, thoughts and beliefs, perhaps telling ourselves we're not very lucky. And so as an intuitive life coach, I've been privileged to work with people around the world to help excavate some of these belief systems that they've been carrying them, and they can find out that they actually do have a lot of luck when they can align with their true self, with their spirit, find their calling in life, you know, vibrate with a frequency of joy, which is a natural magnet.
And, you know, so a lot of people now are starting to talk about that, but I guarantee, you know, there's a lot of skeptics out there, and you hear, and people
sure.
hear this, or people say, you know what, Ann, that sounds really good, but how do I get the voices outside of my head, you know, that are in my head telling me that I'm not good enough, or this happened to me, and I'm negative uh-huh. because I don't like my job, or whatever it is. How do you go down that road where you can change that frequency, that alignment?
Yes, that's a great question, Kate. We have two parts of our brain, the left brain and the right brain. The left brain tends to loop in those thought patterns, such as what you just described. So my work has been about helping people work with their right side of the brain to enhance their creativity, which then naturally enhances intuition. So the first five keys in the book are about devoted really to writing, painting, decorating, cooking. Going to a museum will help you enhance your right brain creative intuitive abilities. Photography. So that right brain is about pictures. So something like taking pictures on your phone can actually help you develop more of your dormant right brain abilities. And we can also work with, you may have heard of the chakras. There are some centers in our body where we can connect with clearing out our energy field. I talk about those keys in the book, and many more.
So, you know, it's that gut feeling thing that people talk about. What is it? What is it, and how do you recognize what it feels like?
Yeah, we do have four main intuitive channels. We have these senses that we all know about, sight, seeing, hearing, these external senses, we all know about those. Well, these internal senses from intuition are like our inner GPS, and there's four main channels, clear hearing, clear seeing, clear feeling, and clear knowing. You may just know something for no reason, like you don't know why you know it. You can feel things, that gut feeling. You can feel that in your stomach. I call the solar plexus chakra. And so that feeling deep down beneath any fear or anxiety that we may feel is a deep sense of calm. So learning to get in touch with your feelings, and also creativity, going back to that, really learning to express your emotions and harness your feelings and write and sing and journal, things like that. That can help move your energy through your system so that you can really feel what it is that's accurate for you. A lot of stuff gets covered up in our energy field. And my work for the past decade has been about helping people get rid of all the stuff they've been carrying so they can really travel much more lightly.
Well, boy, that's good. And a lot of people probably would love to travel more lightly.
Yes.
I want to go back to the whole opportunity thing, because how many times in our lives have we heard opportunity can knock whenever, it can happen at any time. But here's the question. How do you know when you're supposed to fling that door wide open?
Setting an intention is really helpful. When miracles or opportunities come to us, there's a way to start each day by setting your intention. And so what that means is something as simple as saying, higher self, guide me, or intuition, guide me during this day. So that at any given moment, we can have an ego, which is going to drive our day, or what I call the higher self or intuitive part of ourselves that can drive our day. So with opportunities, we may hear this little voice inside that says, you know, take that class or go to the gym today. And we often ignore that because we really haven't learned how to develop what that is. So get out a journal and start to write down these little insights that you get and then start to follow up on them, and then you can learn to trust your intuition and realize that it really is the best navigational source for your life.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it's all about, too, recognizing signs, and there are signs that, don't you think, that you can tell something
yes.
great or good is going to happen?
Yes. When you're in that vibration field, it really is a science, then you can magnetize these things, and you will see synchronicities, which can be called luck, that you are actually magnetizing from your intention, from your own energy field.
Yeah, and the whole thing is about, you mentioned this, the hearing, seeing, knowing, feeling, and how is it? How do you see those things coming down the pike when they're down the pike? And how do you put yourself in that position so that you can benefit from it?
Yes, that's a visionary ability. You know, great pioneers and leaders are, you're great visionaries. We all have this ability. I have a key in the book, number 34, and it's about clear seeing. It's about being able to develop the third eye of intuition, which is located between your brows. It's a center that we have that we can develop this so that we can see even as much as like seeing on a movie screen something inside our intuition that's really visionary.
Mm. So you know these skills, you obviously embrace them, and I'm assuming you really have them. How did you develop them?
Yes, and I'm also a book publisher now, and publish many, many people and help them develop their abilities all over the world now. I started about 20 years ago as a visionary artist, not knowing that I was a visionary artist. I was going through a difficult time in my life, and I got some paints and just started painting. I had a BA in art history, but I had never painted. So I didn't realize at the time that I was developing more and more my intuition, but that's how it really started to me. I also learned to meditate. I found this meditation called Kriya Yoga that I describe an extreme intuitive makeover, and it absolutely changed my life. I started to see and have all of these intuitive abilities come alive that I hadn't had most of my life.
Wow. And so when that started happening, that had to be a cool feeling. I mean, did it scare you a little bit, or no, you're like, wow, I can't believe this?
Well, yes, my intuitive voice, the higher self, there's a couple different names for it. I could hear very clearly, get your paintings together, you're going to write a book. My very first book was called Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art. So all of these paintings, 21 paintings, I put into the book, and I followed this intuitive guidance while working 40-hour week, going through a divorce and my two little kids, and I wrote that book, and it really was a miracle. I'd never thought of myself as any kind of writer. So from there, I just kept following this intuitive voice, and it's really led into many miracles, which I wrote about in another book. I have probably four books now and two more that I'm in the process of writing, as well as group books that I publish as a book publisher.
How scary is it to take that leap? I always tell people, leap and the net will find you. And sometimes they
yes.
look at me kind of cross-eyed because they think, oh, no. But every time you run into other people like your story, hey, you're struggling, you're going through a divorce, you have two kids, people are probably telling you you're nuts. What are you trying to do? And then look what happens.
Yes, I knew when I was following my creativity, there's something so grounding about that and expression that I learned to really tune into that part of me instead of any other opinion that people had in my life. And it hadn't been like that, Kate. I had listened to a lot of people's opinions, mm-hmm. and I really found myself in a ditch, So it was really kind of life or death at one point to be able to develop this for myself. And it was, there are moments, but that voice is so knowing, and doors do start to open when you start to follow it. Joseph Campbell has a beautiful quote. It's like walking down a hallway where the doors are closed, but taking those steps actually allows the doors to open. So your intuition is something that's going to guide you with more stability than anything else.
I love it. So St. Patrick's Day, what do you do to celebrate? Wear some green?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm Irish as well, so we have a big old party every year.
Oh, I know all about it. Got to have the corned beef and cabbage. My mother followed me around forever. Did you have corned beef and cabbage? Yeah, it's a staple being Irish. All right, so how do we pick up your book? Can we get it on Amazon?
Yes, you can. And on my website, Your Intuitive Makeover, I have a free gift for everybody a free gift set on developing your intuitive abilities, awaken your divine intuitive power on my site there.
Wow, I love it. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day and continued success, and can't wait for the next stuff to come out, and good luck to you. How about that?
Same to you. Good
Thanks.
Luck.
Thanks, Stay Dan. Blessed.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you do want me, give me what the sun. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the money. If you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to tee it up with our pal for talk radio news. So much is happening in Washington, I'll tell you. I don't know if Justin Duckham even has a chance to go and tip a few back with his pals on the Hill somewhere because it's that busy. Justin, do you get any sleep ever?
You know, I've been getting less and less, though, but you know what? I don't really mind. I enjoy what I do, and I always enjoy coming here, so there we go.
Sweet. That's a good answer. 10 points for you. If only you could apply that towards your March Madness bracket, because I know what a huge sports fan you are, right?
Oh, totally. You know what I found out last year is my bracket does a lot better if I wait until after the game is finished. to fill it in. So I think I'm going to try that strategy this year.
I love that. That's a very good strategy. All right, so we've been talking about this for more than a couple of weeks now. Where are we on the Iran talks? Because this is kind of the end of the road, right? Is there going to be some kind of a nuclear deal with Iran, or what do you think?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. The administration is still kind of treating this through a skeptical lens. They still say that this is something that is sort of an uproar battle. And it's something that, you know, it really isn't that surprising considering how much they're trying to get accomplished here. This is essentially them trying to reach a situation where we can get a, you know, non-nuclear armed Iran without resorting to war. But it looks like there have been a number of snags that have sort of come within the system. Today in, you know, Brussels, we had John Kerry and other heads of state going over this. And one of the issues that apparently came up within the Iranian government over the weekend was the letter that was sent by 47 Republican senators, essentially saying that this is a, negotiation or treaty that will essentially be null and void once there is a new president. So essentially warning that they shouldn't put much, credence in this. So it looks like that is certainly having a big impact on this. And that's something that the administration has been going out of its way to say is essentially something that should not be looked at and should be, taken for what it is, which is, a piece of politics impeding what are otherwise pretty serious peace talks.
Yeah, there you go. And someplace else in the Middle East, obviously there could be a shift. Netanyahu in D.C. a couple of weeks ago talking to Congress, and of course, no at all conversation with the president and Obama saying that he didn't want to influence the election at all. But now it's down to the nitty-gritty, and I know your pal and colleague Luke Vargas is in Tel Aviv, and we're going to talk to him coming up in the next day or two. But right now it seems as though it's neck and neck. Or people in Washington, I would imagine, are watching this pretty closely.
They certainly are, and this is a big deal, internationally, particularly because of the, quote-unquote special relationship that the U.S. shares with, Israel. Right now, it seems that that's more of a lip service, considering that things are pretty icy between the two countries, but nevertheless, that's how it stands. But it looks like right now, Netanyahu is running several points behind his challenger, and today he, came out and gave a pretty provocative statement in which he said, and I quote, "I think that anyone who moves to establish a Palestinian state and evacuate territory gives territory away to radical Islamist attacks against Israel," essentially summing up his view that there will not be a Palestinian state if he wins re-election. And that really highlights sort of the divide that has been going on right now between the administration and the Israeli government. This is something that the administration has spoken out forcefully against, saying that they are in fact in favor of a two-state solution. And this, of course, caps the controversial speech that Netanyahu gave to joint session of Congress just earlier this month when you were over here in D.C., wherein he similarly also tried to scuttle the administration's negotiations with Iran. So right now, I feel like they're are probably a good amount of people in the White House sort of crossing their fingers, watching this race very closely and hoping that Netanyahu won't be able to pull it out. As you said earlier, this is something that's neck and neck. We could be surprised. And, it's going to be interesting to see what my colleague Luke brings back when he talks to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And then there's this thing. I started realizing this a couple of weeks ago. I don't know why, but we've been watching what's going on with Loretta Lynch. And so far, this hasn't happened. She's not the, attorney general. It hasn't been any action on it or a real moving of the needle to switch out of Eric Holder. So for all intents and purposes, he's still the AG. And what's going to go on here? What's going to happen? Are the Republicans delaying this? They're being accused of that.
That certainly is the big issue right now. And frankly, what Republicans are doing, as you mentioned, is they are delaying this. They are essentially making this right now in a lot of people's minds as sort of a bargaining chip to move forward with legislation to essentially provide more funding to human trafficking. This has been opposed by Democrats over some language that has, discusses abortion. This is something that enhance the Hyde Amendment, which is essentially a sort of addendum to any piece of legislation that prohibits additional funds for abortion, or sorry, federal funds for that matter, in instances of rape or incest. And so this would essentially mean, if applied to this rule, that victims of human trafficking would not get government subsidies for abortion procedures. That has riled up Democrats. Democrats have claimed that this is something that was sort of put into the legislation under the radar, since they were not previously made aware of it when they were giving sort of a summary of the additions to the bill, and has led to sort of a stalemate in Congress over what was expected to be a uniquely bipartisan piece of legislation. So right now McConnell says that he's not going to move forward on Loretta Lynch's confirmation until this is addressed. Democrats are fighting back, saying in Reid's words that this is unconscionable. And, we've seen similar statements from the White House. So right now it doesn't look like there's a clear path forward. And it's sort of a sign over how divided Washington has become, considering this was something that was supposed to be sort of a walk in the park for both parties.
Yeah, and speaking of dividing, sometimes the party divides themselves. So a lot of conversation I know was kind of rolling out of D.C. on what's going on with Speaker John Boehner trying to push a bipartisan move of a $200 billion Medicare deal that's already got some conservatives up in arms, saying, you know, the tax and entitlement reform, which were two of the big priorities of Boehner, certainly has not been what the deal has been for him. I mean, that was one of the things he said he would focus on. So by the end of the week, the House committees that are all over health care, they're responsible for the issues, they could roll out, Justin, as you know, a plan to stop the reoccurring cuts to Medicare doctors, and it might hit the floor by next week, just after the latest rounds, the chops, are supposed to take effect. So is that true? Are conservatives really split on this?
You know, they really are, and this is something that John Boehner is, in fact, going to be revealing tomorrow to the Republican conference, and this is already being, predicted to cause a major divide within the party. There are, of course, quite a few people who are, to the right of Boehner, I would say, who are against adding an additional $200 billion to the deficit, even though this is something that has, in the past, been, a pretty easy sort of a compromise to reach. This has been sort of, this accepted fact among both parties that, doctors who are recipients of Medicare funds are not being paid adequately, and therefore the government needs to step in and ensure that they are getting that sort of that additional pay in what is commonly known as the doc fix. So this is a long-term solution to take care of that. And frankly, it looks like Boehner may have to, in fact, reach across the aisle to get Democratic votes to bring this home, which is pretty unique considering that Boehner subscribes to the Hastert rule, a principle that essentially does not allow a Republican speaker to try to pass anything unless he has the majority support from his party. So that's going to be one of the key issues right now, whether or not he is going to abandon that, whether or not he's going to try to maybe sweeten the pot for more conservative members of the House by adding on additional things. And it's also worth noting that this is something that's also going to expand CHIP funding, which is essentially childhood insurance programs. And that's something that has been talked about in discussion with us that could bring in Democrats. But either way, it's going to be a pretty big fight for the remainder of the week. But one that has to be settled soon, particularly because, funding for Medicare doctors who receive the funding from that program is set to expire on March 31st until congressional action is taken.
Right, so something has to happen either way. Whatever goes on here, we know that's got to hit the floor, and they have to go through that process without a doubt. All right, Justin Duckham, great stuff. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.